Welcome back in Afternoon News Service right here on Vermont's news station, WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Let me tell you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. There's five locations for Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. They are in St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And they're online at sticksandstuff.com. And sticksandstuff.com, pretty robust. You can find everything that you need for your building or remodeling project. And we're talking about kitchen and bath projects, flooring, building materials, paints and stains, windows and doors, electrical and plumbing, power tools, a whole bunch of other kind of miscellaneous products. And they've been doing it, and they've been doing it the right way since 1914. And joining us now is our guy, Kyle. Kyle, over at Sticks and Stuff, how was your Independence Day?
It was good. We were actually open at the St. Albans branch from 8 to 12. So we did, it was fairly busy there. So we saw a lot of our regulars in there running back and forth. But after that, enjoyed some fireworks in Milton with my wife and my younger son, and then came home because we got home way later than I'm normally up.
Well, it does not shock me, one, that you guys were open because you're always there for your customers, and two, that you had a good crew there, because generally, holiday time, generally good weather, it's barbecue and it's home improvement projects. Mom and dad want to be outside in the garden. They want to be hammering things, and you can help in those areas.
Yeah, so with hot days like this, I can practically watch everything in my garden grow. I'm going to be getting ready to put in my second planting of like peas and beans and things like that. So I figured we'd put the rest of our burpee seeds in our locations 50% off so people can do some extra planting or stock up for next year. So Derby, St. Albans, Enosburg, we're going to be running 50% off the remainder of our seeds. So that'll be good.
Whoa, 50% off seeds at those locations to get your garden ready. Also, talk to me a little bit about lumber, because I've heard so much about how expensive lumber has been and how hard it's been for you guys to even get lumber, and then in turn for us to get lumber. What's the lumber word right now?
Yeah, so as far as getting it isn't generally the problem. The lumber's been okay. Some of the more specific things, vinyl sidings and more specific windows, doors, things like that are still pushed out 8, 12 weeks in some cases. That's not necessarily across the board, but it's definitely longer than it has been. As far as lumber pricing, the spruce, the pine, the pressure treated, is stabilizing. I won't say has stabilized, but some of the prices are starting to trickle down. The big Achilles heel right now is still all the sheet goods and like the rigid foam insulation products, stuff like that. So we're getting there. It is trending down. It's going to be not exactly a sprint. It's going to be more of a marathon getting back to normal prices, but we're on the right path.
Well, that's certainly good news for a lot of people maybe looking to work on a deck or on fencing here as the summer continues on. You mentioned the sale on the seeds. There's other sales going on right now or coming up, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, so in the St. Albans location, actually most of our locations that deal with Makita, right now we're selling their 18-volt XFD 131 and XDT 131. So you can get either their impact driver quarter inch or their drill driver for $106. Comes with a 3 amp hour battery and a charger. And if you're not a Makita guy, we got some DeWalt sales on in St. Albans also. The DeWalt Atomic 20-volt kits, you can get the impact or the drill, comes with battery and charger, and that has been discounted down to $119.99 while they last. I think I've got probably 10 or 12 kits of those DeWalts left in stock in St. Albans.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and at Swanton Lumber. They are found at sticksandstuff.com and in five locations at St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. So, Kyle, we appreciate you. Go enjoy the rest of what's left of your Independence Day weekend and continue working hard, because I know that's what you guys do.
Yep, I'm going to go work hard and prune some plants in my garden with a cold drink.
All right, well, that sounds good. I'll join you at 7:01.
I'll be there.
All right, there goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. We'll come back with another look at news next. Right now it's 4:52 on Vermont's news station, WDEV.